show control software, build, buy, or hack together. Every immersive installation eventually needs something to trigger cues, coordinate media, and talk to the hardware. Here's the actual decision matrix for building versus buying show control software. Show control software is the nervous system of an immersive installation. It fires the cues, syncs the media, talks to the lights, triggers the sound, handles the safety interlocks. For simple installations, a commercial package handles everything. For complex ones, a team ends up somewhere on the spectrum, from adapting a commercial tool to building the whole thing in Python. Here's how to think about the choice. The commercial options. The dominant commercial show control packages in 2026 are QLab, Mac, audio video lighting, strong in theater, Medialon, professional scale, complex multi-device, and Watchout, projection-centric, show call oriented. Each has a different pricing model, a different sweet spot, and a different ceiling. For 80% of installations, QLab or Medialon does the job. The remaining 20% is where the commercial tools start to strain. Unusual hardware, unusual protocols, unusual show structures, or requirements that bolt on top of the show control in ways the commercial tool doesn't support cleanly. That 20% is where the build vs buy question gets real. The argument for building. Building show control gets the team exactly what it needs. No compromises with the commercial tool's assumptions. No license fees. Custom integration with custom hardware. Tight coupling to the visual runtime, often Touch Designer or Unity, which can simplify state management, and institutional knowledge. The team that built the control software can debug it. The downsides are real. Building show control is a non-trivial engineering project that's easy to underestimate. It's the kind of work that takes 3 months for the first version and then gets rewritten twice. For installations where show control is a sidecar to the main deliverable, it's often not worth the effort. The hybrid middle ground. Many teams land in the middle. Use a commercial tool for the cue list, custom software for the hardware glue, and OSC MIDI to bridge them. This pattern works well because it lets the commercial tool do what it's good at, show call oriented cue management, while the custom layer handles what's specific to the installation. Touch Designer is a common choice for the custom layer because it's comfortable at both ends. It can host the visuals, talk to the hardware, and expose a clean OSC interface to the commercial show control package. The showrunner drives cues in QLab. QLab fires OSC at Touch Designer. Touch Designer drives the visual, audio, sensor, and hardware output. Clean separation, manageable complexity. When to build from scratch. The installation has unusual hardware protocols that no commercial tool supports cleanly. The show structure is fundamentally not a list of cues. For example, a long-running installation that responds to sensors continuously rather than stepping through states. The team already has the software depth to build and maintain the tool, and the installation is going to run long enough to amortize the investment. The client is a major operator with multiple future installations that would benefit from shared control infrastructure. If fewer than two of these apply, build on top of a commercial tool. Custom show control is a tar pit for teams that underestimate its scope. The maintenance cost. Custom show control software needs to outlive the team that built it. The original developer will move on. The operator will want to tweak cues 5 years from now. The hardware will get replaced, and the replacement will have a slightly different API, budget for maintenance, or build on top of a commercial tool whose vendor handles the long-tail support. Quote, commercial show control is a compromise that saves you 3 months of engineering. Custom show control is a commitment that buys you exactly what you want at the cost of owning it forever. Pick the deal that fits the project, not the team's ambition.